Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Welcome back to Broadway, Pippin.
Where my spirit can run free. I've got to find my corner of the sky.
Originally directed and choreographed by Bob Fosse, with music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, book by Roger O'Herson, Pippin, the story of a young man's Homeric search for identity, was such a hit in 1972 that, as the New York Times writes, no one dared restage it until now. And one of theater's most daring directors is behind the revival. She's Diane Paulus, artistic director of the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She also restaged Tony-winning revivals of Hair and Porgy and Bess, and remember seeing Pippin as a child.
I remember being marked by it, not totally understanding it, but viscerally experiencing the theatricality of that show. The Fosse, the physical life, Ben Vereen's performance, the troupe of players. That the show lives in the mystique of theater. And I think as a young person, I was seduced by that.
Join us, leave your field to flower. Join us, leave your cheese to sour.
Ben Vereen leading a troupe of dancers in Bob Fosse's Pippin. In Paulus's version, he's replaced by ringmaster Patina Miller.
Join us, come and waste an hour.
She's the leading player, leading a raucous group of acrobats, encouraging Pippin and us to run away and join the circus.
I knew that the job of doing a revival of this musical really hinged on the physicality. And I knew I wanted to work with the Fosse because that was so linked to the original production. But I didn't want to do a museum replica. That's not my interest. And when I came to this idea of the circus and the circus being a defining element of who this troupe of players are and how we understand this mysterious enactment that is happening, that for me was the light bulb. So I think the circus world is a defining aspect of this production. And what made me so happy was when I met with Chet Walker, who was part of the original Pippin. He said, you know, Bob Fosse was interested in circus. The original choreography had that circus impulse. He was interested in Fellini, and a lot of the original choreography were dancers pantomiming, pulling swords out of their mouth and juggling. So oddly, it was like in the DNA of the original, but Mr. Fosse didn't go there. He had dancers. And then, of course, for me, the real clincher was understanding the theme of the show, which is about being extraordinary and how far we go in our life to be extraordinary, and how the life of a circus artist is kind of epitomized in this quest for death-defying, extraordinary risk. And that really, when I made that connection, I thought, yes, now we can do the revival.
In Pippin, as this young man tries to find out his extraordinariness, he tries war, doesn't like it, tries the sexual revolution, doesn't like that either, kills his father in order to become the Holy Roman Emperor, not happy with that either, dad comes back, and so Pippin then settles down with a nice girl and her son. Tell me more how you put that physicality through those different adventures he went on.
I wanted the production to feel very visceral. You know, with the acrobatics in the show, for instance, when Pippin goes to the country after he's disillusioned in war, he goes to the country to visit his grandmother, and there's the song Simple Joys.
Rather be a left-handed slave, a crab on a slab at the bottom of the sea, a loop on a root of a banyan tree, a big or a twig.
And for us, I thought, well, we're not going to bring out a bunch of trees and, you know, pastoral scenery. What if the simple joys and the country freedom is represented physically? And that led to the discovery of a kind of acrobatic vocabulary using these green yoga balls where the acrobats bounce and toss and turn. And our leading player invites Pippin to a kind of life of simple joys that can be expressed in that kind of vocabulary.
Do you dream this? Do you ever sit up at night and, you know, instead of the trees, you're trying to come up with the yoga balls, and it's just like a how do you come up with these things?
I'm very much about being in the moment, and ideas come like flashes to me, whether you're in a group meeting or it's usually not in the middle of the night. It's hopefully I'm sleeping, but it's like walking down the street or taking a jog or a run, just always being open because you never know when the flash will happen.
Can you give me an example?
I'll never forget when I was working on Porgy and Bess, we were really struggling with the opening of Summertime. You know, how do you start the show? Should it be Clara by herself? How can we make that moment as theatrically rich? And I'll never forget taking a jog and running outside by the Hudson River and coming to the end of my run and getting this idea that what if Jake sang it with her? You know, it's a song about the couple, the mother and father singing, both of them come in the lyrics as figures. And I remember going inside my apartment after that run and calling Deirdre Murray and saying, what about Jake? What if it was a duet? You know, and so I've learned now, whenever I'm stuck, you know, just go out, go for a jog.
With Daddy and Mama standing
above,
standing above.
Are you finished with the 70s? Hair, Pippin, did I read there was one more?
Oh, goodness. I love all those 70s shows. I love Oliver. I think that was the 60s.
Can I tell you, I was president of the Davy Jones Fan Club New York chapter. He played the Artful Dodger.
Oh, yes.
I know it. Can he sing?
Yes. Consider yourself. No, I love that show. I love that show. But, you know, we've always been dedicated at the ART to the classics, the great work of the canon, as well as the new work of tomorrow. And I've just been a big advocate for saying American musical theater should be included in that category of classics. You know, no one raises an eyebrow when a regional theater does the 16th production of Hamlet. So what about the American musical theater? And to do productions with integrity and that look seriously at the role of these shows and how to bring them alive theatrically is like, you know, looking at Shakespeare.
Diane Paulus's new production of Pippin opens on Broadway tonight, and we'll link you to a terrific New York Times exploration of just how she choreographed the first 4 minutes, knowing that Bob Fosse's version was so beloved. That's at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.